USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
By law, the president-elect cannot access federal transition funds or contact federal agencies to plan staffing until the GSA recognize an electoral winner. That has now happened as the General Services Administration formally recognized President-elect Joe Biden as the winner of the 2020 presidential election Monday. President Trump announced the move in a tweet and added he was not conceding. President-elect Joe Biden has chosen former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to serve as Treasury Secretary. Last month on Bloomberg, she announced a good way to fight greenhouse emissions is to tax the companies that create carbon emissions, including the gas and oil industries.
Where energy that creates carbon emissions enters the economy, and to simply levy a tax. So I think that's an easier and more efficient way than auctioning permits, but one way or another, you think carbon pricing is important.
USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
In the fight against COVID-19, politicians placing curfews on American freedom seems to make no sense. USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
Several California sheriffs are telling Governor Gavin Newsom they will not enforce the state's new curfew rules. The governor unveiled new restrictions ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday that ban non-essential activity between the hours of 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. in counties that contain 94% of the state's population. Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims says, quote, "We're not going to make criminals of normally law-abiding citizens." She argues that police have higher priorities, including taking guns away from gang members and saving children from internet predators. She says there's little data showing that activities between 10p and 5a play a significant role in spreading the virus. Other officers in the state echo Mims' position and will encourage compliance and boost education efforts about the dangers of the virus's spread without arresting people. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Monday Night Football, the L.A. Rams went into Tampa Bay and took out a win 27-24. Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady says the Rams defense did a good job preventing the long throws.
They did a good job preventing them. You know, they kind of play a defense that, you know, makes it tough to hit them. They're not impossible to hit, but they're tight. Guys did a good job running them. Had a couple shots, but in the end didn't come up with any.
Tom says the defense did well. It was the offense that sputtered.
Tonight was very inefficient. Did not a very good job there in the second half. Defense played great. Kept coming up with huge stops, getting us the ball back. And offensively, we just couldn't make the plays that were necessary to be efficient. And we had plenty of chances. So, got to get them fixed.
Bucks head coach Bruce Arians talks inconsistencies.
Still trying to figure that out. I mean, at times we look really, really good, and then there are times when we obviously don't. I felt very, very comfortable in the two-minute drive until that throw. But we made some plays, and obviously we didn't make enough in this ball game, offensive, defense, or special teams, to win.
Tom had two interceptions on the night.
The first one he got hit. He got hit. It looked like had Chris going right down the middle, and stepped up and just didn't get enough on it with the pressure. And the last one was just a misread of the coverage.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.